in the day. Get your morning how you like it. Two amazing hosts with a double-double dose of hilarious. It's Jordan Knight and Davey Gott on NCIFM.
Good morning, 9:42. Joining us this morning, we've got Dr. Michael Isaac, Medical Officer of Health. We're talking about lung health, helping you stay safe and healthy during this cold and flu season. Good morning, Dr. Isaac.
Good morning. Good to be with you as always.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Good to have you on always.
So let's talk flu and cold season and COVID. I was just telling you off air, my mom had contacted COVID, but she's doing fine. But lung health, how can we take care of our lungs during this time?
Yeah, it's a great question, and it really is that time of year where we're seeing these viruses that transmit from person to person start to go around a bit more. And, you know, yes, we are seeing more COVID, so I'm not surprised to hear that you have a family member that has COVID. There is COVID circulating in Manitoba right now. For many people, you know, as we talked about before, Jordan and David, it's not as severe for some folks, but it still can be quite severe. So if you're somebody that is an elder or an infant, like less than 1 year of age, or you have a medical condition that puts you at risk, COVID can still be a big issue and can put you into hospital and for some people even cause severe illness and death. So the biggest thing is to get vaccinated. When you get vaccinated, you protect yourself, but you also protect those around you that can't get vaccinated. So this is the time to do that.
Let me just ask you something on the COVID tip here. When you test positive for COVID, how long do you have to isolate nowadays? Is it still 5 days, or because you can test positive for up to 3 months, or is it until your symptoms go away? Because she didn't have a fever or anything, she just has a really bad cough, she was a little lethargic and had a headache, and she lives with me and I'm not testing positive at all. I'm negative. So is it okay for me to come to work? Should I wear a mask? How does this work?
Yeah, such a good question. I mean, I think we obviously had a lot of rules in place during the heat of the pandemic, including, and a lot of those rules were mandatory. We've switched away from that now. We don't have those mandatory restrictions in public health orders. But if you're feeling ill, especially if you have a fever, stay home. Yeah, take care of yourself. And 5 days is a good general rule, I think. But if you continue to have fever past that 5 days, there's still a risk that you can transmit to others. So stay home, get your TLC, take care of yourself, especially if you have fever. You know, if you have a cough, and we know with COVID you can have a lingering cough for weeks sometimes, and you're out in public, we recommend that you wear a mask. If you've been in contact with someone with COVID, we don't have those really strong rules, but monitor yourself for symptoms. If you feel some symptoms coming on and you're not quite sure, it is very reasonable to mask when you're out and about until you know whether you've got an illness or not. So definitely those are some things you can do. And one other thing I wanted to throw in there, it's influenza season as well. So we're dealing with both COVID and flu and other bugs. A lot of people have asthma or COPD, which is chronic obstructive pulmonary disease related to smoking. Now's the time to get your puffers. A lot of people have puffers. If you run out of your puffers, now's the time to get them. Don't wait until you get really sick and then you need to go to the doctor. Because your puffers can help you when you're sick. So now's the time.
Another way to protect yourself you were talking about is vaccines. I got a question here, Dr. Isaac, about some skeptics. Some people say out there they believe that when you take a flu vaccine or, say, a COVID shot, that vaccine will infect you with that virus or flu, whatever, to make you immune. But I don't think that's true. Can we just address that? Like, if I get a flu shot, it's going to give me the flu, and then after I have that flu from that flu shot, then I'm immune, and it helps me to not get that flu shot in the future.
In the future, so...
Yeah, no, there's I think, still some confusion around that. So When you get the vaccines for influenza and COVID, you are not actually getting the virus. So the shot itself or the vaccine itself does not contain a full live virus. It does contain certain parts of the virus, though, and that's what your immune system, we're trying to train your immune system to see parts of the virus so that you have that immunity when you're exposed to the real thing in the future, you can fight it off. So no, you don't actually get the illness from the vaccine. You might get a sore red arm, that's quite common after a vaccine, and that's normal, and that's actually not a bad thing. That's your immune system seeing that that vaccine and saying, hey, I need to build up some immunity, so I'm gonna cause a bit of a sore red arm in this spot, and that's quite normal.
And with the vaccine, say for the flu vaccine, you should get it every year because the strain changes. Is that correct, or once you get one, you're good?
That's correct, yeah. You need to get it every year. The strains are changing, and the vaccine contains the strains that we find circulating in the southern hemisphere. So usually we look to Australia and New Zealand because they have an early respiratory virus season. And so we can see what's circulating there, make the vaccine so that we cover those strains, which usually makes it to North America a little bit later. So you do need to get it every year. If you're a child and you've never had the vaccine, it's recommended that you get two doses actually for that first year. And then after that, it would be one dose per year.
Now, speaking on those vaccines, Dr. Michael Isaac, as a person with a young nephew who just turned like 18, it's kind of scary to know where to go and what to do. So where should people contact for these flu vaccines?
Yeah, awesome question. So, you know, obviously it depends where you are. In an urban area like Brandon or Winnipeg, you'll have a few options. You can go to the pharmacy. You can book online even through a local pharmacy, your local physician office. Sometimes your local public health office as well will offer vaccines. If you're in a location where you don't necessarily have some of those things, like a pharmacy in your community, you can go to your health center or your nursing station, and they will be able to provide the vaccine for you. So there are different options depending where you live. And again, now's the time to do it. Don't wait until we're too far into the season and it's too late, because these things start circulating sometimes, you know, end of October, start of November, and we're there now. So now's the time.
All right. Is there anything else that you'd like to mention before we wrap up here?
You know, I think just the last thing is, you know, especially with influenza and COVID, sometimes you can have a cough that lasts for several weeks afterwards. That's not uncommon. And we know with tuberculosis, we still have tuberculosis circulating in some communities, especially in northern Manitoba. If you've got a cough for greater than 3 weeks, play it safe. Book an appointment, go to the nursing station, go to the health center, and just get checked out and make sure that, you know, you don't have TB. We still have TB around. So I just wanted to throw that in there. You know, I'd say it's obviously there's less tuberculosis than we have for flu and COVID, but keep that in the back of your mind that you might need to get checked out for TB as well.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Isaac. We look forward to talking with you next month.
Thank you for having me as always. You have a wonderful day.
NCIS.